Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
How is the traffic this morning?
Sounds fairly normal.
Yeah. For you folks, what's normal would drive us nuts.
Impossible.
Expected much worse than what we have this morning.
Because of the rain.
Yeah, we were expecting widespread power outages. Didn't happen.
What happened? They canceled the huge alert for last night. It didn't come through?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, every time they kind of say, watch for record winds, that's sometimes not what happens. And thank goodness it didn't happen last night. Saturday was the day for me. I lost power for several hours.
I lost power for about 7 minutes.
Saw a bunch of folks pregame yesterday without power and going into full-on panic mode.
Oh, well. Not bad out there this morning? It's not pouring?
Not over our head. In fact, clouds are a little breakup out there.
All right. Very good. Folks, why would you have to be careful about what you wear at the zoo? You would think that at the zoo, the animals are on one side of the cage, you're on the other side of the cage. Your clothing, I mean, would fur upset the animals?
That might traumatize them. Lady Gaga, that'd be trouble.
My first assumption...
Meat dress.
Meat dress, bad idea at a zoo.
My first assumption was that if, say, all of the caretakers had overalls... And then here comes a visitor wearing overalls that the animals might think, oh, about
the guy with the treats is here.
No, seriously.
Yeah. Well, this is a wild story. Surrey Safari Park has asked its patrons not to wear animal print clothes. People were wearing fake leopard prints and tiger stripes, and they think the animals were freaking out. On the phone, Linda, supervisor of animal training at Chessington World of Adventure. Hey, Linda, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. You know, this is in Surrey, huh?
Surrey, which is a county just south of London. It's about half an hour south of London in the UK.
We have a Surrey here, but it's just over the border in Canada. You know about that one?
I have not heard about that one, no.
No. If you wear a leopard print there, I think it signifies you're sending a different message. But there's a picture that has made it all over the world of a woman wearing leopard print clothing and tigers at the window are, like, kind of trying to...
My God, you look delicious.
Trying to climb the window, it looks like. Is that from your zoo, or is that a stock footage?
That is a stock footage from our zoo, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I believe I've seen that photo, and that's it, one of our tigers, and a photo of a guest in a big furry coat.
What caused you to come up with this ban, and are you surprised that it's making global news?
Yeah, a little bit surprised. I don't think anyone was expecting it. It's mainly actually an area. We've banned it from in particular our new attraction, which is it's called Zoofari, and it's new for this year. And basically, what happens is our guests go on trucks in this attraction, and they go through a safari like 22-acre site with giraffes, the rhino, and antelope. And the animals, those animals only came to us from other zoos back in January, and the attraction opened in March. So I think most zoos nowadays, one aspect of the work we do, as much as, of course, we feed and make sure the animal enclosures are clean, and we do a lot of environmental enrichment as well, and a lot of training. So we wanted to make sure that our animals were okay with these trucks going through, because I heard you say before, often, you know, you have glass and the animals are on one side and the guests are on another side. There is no glass. This truck is kind of the only bank.
This is an open-air drive through rhinoceroses.
Right. This is like a place we have called Northwest Trek here in the Northwest in Washington State where you can drive through, and we have elk and bear and the things.
Yeah, elk and teddy bears.
Right, right. But we don't have tigers and stuff so much.
Those are fake bears.
Has there been one specific incident that has caused this to happen?
No, there's been no safety issues or anything like that. We just noted a change in behaviors. We have something, I don't know if you wear them in America, and I don't think any adult will wear them, but these onesies, these animal print onesies, have you seen them? Do you know which ones they are?
No.
They're often really bright, and they're like a one-piece suit. That's quite big, and they often come in animal print, so orange, tiger stripes, black and white zebra. They often have ears on them as well.
There are many reasons not to wear those.
Yeah.
Go to the people of Walmart.
This sounds like something you could be selling, though, on a home cable network that someone in a mobile home might buy.
Over here?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. All right, so there have been no incidents, but you just want to be certain. So have you had to turn anybody away?
Yes, we don't turn them away, but we have these bland-looking overalls that we put on people.
Just perfect, just perfect. That adds to the experience. You look too tasty or mateable. Let me put something on top of you. That's a story that someone could tell. Yeah. Is that what you're worried about? The animals either eating them or wanting to marry to get outside of the zoo? So that sort of a thing?
None of the animals that are on the safari ride would probably want to eat another animal. Most of them are vegetarians. However, they have given kind of clues towards some bold prints and big, large headgear as well on guests, on the trucks. We have a very inquisitive giraffe, and he actually has come a little bit too close for our comfort. Ah. No incidents, but we want to be proactive. And then we have the other male giraffes in that enclosure. They do the opposite. They back off a bit, and they seem a bit hesitant when they see these bright colors, and especially the onesies, the big, like, tiger suits that people pull on. It's not really a fashion thing here. It's mostly something teenagers wear, and we have a lot of teenagers coming to the park. So it's a theme park, so we get a lot of teenage kids on it. So we no issues.
No issues.
Anyone's going to get eaten, but we want to be.
We're going to dress you down.
And so while we do the training, we've just asked people not to wear these.
Linda, I have read that the biggest man killer on the planet is the rhinoceros. True? Am I thinking of something else, Erica? Is it the hippopotamus?
I've heard hippo before.
It's the hippo. Okay, never mind. I was wrong. The rhinoceros, I have read, is a wonderful Cub Scout leader. would be a wonderful. How dangerous is the rhinoceros?
Well, I think all animals, I mean, they have all potentials to injure humans, most of them. I wouldn't go walking up to a rhino anywhere out in the African bush. They react either by fleeing, running away from you, but if they feel cornered, then they will probably attack. And that goes for a lot.
But they make a wonderful hat rack. Yes, Joe.
Do you guys have a breeding program going there? Are these animals capable of breeding?
Yeah, we have a breeding program at the zoo for loads of various different species that we keep. A lot of them are included. We've got Asiatic lions, Sumatran tigers as well, the rhinos, of course. Lots of species. I think that's the kind of main focus of a lot of zoos today.
All right. For anybody who's listening who may want to visit, and it sounds like a lot of fun, how far are you from London?
It takes 30 minutes on the train from central London. Not far.
Not far.
No.
Like how's
in London,
not?
It's not far. You don't get very far. For 10 minutes, you don't get very far.
10 minutes.
Oh, that's very cool. So on your trip to London, do stop by the Chessington World of Adventures.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Have some American guests.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. I was going to ask her if she knew what the fox says, but I don't think she's that hip.
I think they probably are hearing that sponge over there, too, because aren't those guys from, like, Norway?
Yes.
I think maybe they made it. Is it a hit there, too?
I'm sure it is.
I think it just hit 70 million hits. And those guys, by the way, are on tonight on the CW on the iHeartRadio Music Festival playing that hit song for the first time ever in America.
Was it a hit? What that the far back? Say? Ding, da, ding. Yeah, yeah.
No, they were last-minute additions.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay, we grabbed them. Yeah.
They're on tonight, CW11. You can see Elton John and What Does the Fox Say?
My wife had me listening to pop music all weekend, and I was hearing that, and I was hearing Lord, and I was hearing Macklemore. Those are the three things. And then he was hearing Macklemore with somebody else, and then I was hearing a lot of pop stars team up to have a hit.
Yep.
Like there's an old female pop star who teams up with a young pop star. I can't remember her name.
Well, that's been Madonna's MO for the last 10 years.
Seems like everything that comes on, because Darby's in the car and she loves the Kiss 106. She's right. Crazy about it. Everybody has this featuring them, that featuring those. Everybody's got a guest star.
And everybody's got like an album now. Even wannabes have, like my nephew is in a band. My brother is in a band. And they both have songs. Yesterday, Keith said, listen to your nephew's song. He wants you to play it on the radio. And I thought, well, you know, I'm a pushover. If you're related to me, of course. And people sometimes give me crap for that. But I'm like, isn't that how the world is supposed to work? If you're like the guy who called earlier. So if your son wanted some help, you would say, no, it would be wrong for me to help. So anyway, I listened to my nephew's rap song.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to really like it.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Nothing that says thug life like New Hampshire white boys.
No, Connecticut white boys.
Oh, I apologize.
Connecticut boys rolling dirty.
We have plenty of meth. Don't put us down.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know it was that he didn't have the formula. He had. He can rap.
Hartford, insurance capital of the USA.
Pretty much.
Ugh. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
But no, it actually wasn't even that bad.
Uh-huh.
But just it had all sorts of swearing in it. And so I said, and he's asking his Uncle Robbie to play the swearing?
My mom effing loves me. Loves the S out of me. I got a tight family. Tight knit, bitch.
So on the other hand, my other brother has a band that is very good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, and I've wanted to play it for weeks, and I will play it. But I'll wait for a day that we have no musical guest, and I'll feature it at the end of the show, you know, where we do that kind of thing.
Does
you can tell me if you like it or not.
Is it a stupid band name, or is it a good band name?
No, you might like it, actually. It's a kind of a – boy, I don't want to say too much. It's a – he's with this lead singer who's, like, totally whacked.
Yeah.
Who's Richard or Michael? Which brother?
This is Richard's band.
Nah, his last band was great.
Wasn't the same thing then, but he had a lead singer? It was
a
nut job?
He has a pattern of nut job lead
singers.
Thank you,
yeah.
And I didn't say nut job this time.
I did.
Because there's a big, large social media out there. But, you know, lead singer who's, like, you know, very cool and interesting with great songwriting ideas. And then it's hard to keep them on track. His last lead singer, like, wigged out and... used to do stuff to people on stage. The last lead singer he was with, they toured. They came to Seattle.
Yeah, they came through town.
He would do? He would walk up to someone singing. He wore like a Dr. Seuss hat.
Right.
Okay, strike one. Go on.
He would come up to your table,
uh-huh.
And he would whip out a toothbrush, put toothpaste on it, brush his teeth at uh-huh. your table, and rinse it in your drink.
Strike two.
Uh-huh.
He was a bald dude with gang tattoos all over his head and face.
That's strike. Not a strike. No.
No, you like no, that. No. Actually, you'd go home with that.
I fell that one off.
Fouled off.
I would go home with it, but I would accept it.
Strike three was that he was just angry all the time.
Yeah.
And he was weird. But he had, you know, people have a star quality.
Yeah. He had that it factor.
And people were around him because, like, this could just, you know, this could take off. No one's doing the brush your teeth at the back.
Yeah, it's not going to fly.
It was his thing. You know?
In front of Simon Cowell.
Right. He wasn't copying anybody.
I saw him do it over and over again.
I saw Simon and Garfunkel do that in 67. This is nothing. Nothing.
Anyway, this new guy's more like a hemp burning plant.
Yeah.
You know, he's more like a – he's kind of hippie-ish and very melodic, simple – guitar-based arrangement. So it's very fun to listen to.
Look forward to it.
That's it. But you probably have. And I get 8 a day from listeners who have, and they all get through our funnel, by the way. They all, if some of them have gotten on the radio. If you know someone who's really great, if it's a great song and they can perform it well live, and a lot of times they can't perform it well live. If they can't perform it well live, maybe we'll play it. Send the stuff in.
We should go back for mentioning how it's not raining because everybody in the South End says it's kind of flooding down there. So
pouring in the South.
Yeah, Kent, Auburn, Puyallup, Tacoma, major rain still coming down.
Do you have a radar app for your phone yet?
No. I don't.
It's super easy to get. Just go to your app store and type in radar and download a free one. And a weatherman hate this on TV because you'll have the exact same thing they're looking at. Anybody can have it. And you can basically pop it on and see where the rain is. Do you ever do this?
On a motorcycle, I do it all the time.
On your phone?
Oh, yeah. Take a look at where the rain is, and you have to plan your route sometimes, go away from a storm.
That's
you
right.
Bet.
The one that I really like is called Swacket, because Swacket. It gives you a great forecast, and you turn the phone sideways, and there's the imagery for you.
That doesn't sound like a radar app to me, but...
Mm-mm. Sounds like a kissing app.
Best places to kiss in the rain in Washington.
My wife loves it.
Again.
Okay. How about a... how do you feel on this whole GMO thing? Do you guys all know how you're voting? Are we all a bunch of wussy liberals, so we'll fall in line and vote that we want food labeled?
You know, if I vote for GMO labeling, it won't be for lack of trying by the opposition. Not only did every commercial I watched this weekend have some former official, somebody from the Agriculture Department, the former Attorney General, some farming lady in Eastern Washington, then my mailbox was stuffed with three separate pieces of mail literature voting against 522.
Vote against
522. No 522.
There's okay. No substance to their argument, though.
So?
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey,
it's
sure.
Like, well, they'll make us label dishwashing liquid, but not meat.
Yeah, if it makes me a lefty liberal tree hugger to want to
own it,
meeting,
yeah.
I'm in. No. I'm in, baby.
How about you, Joe?
Way.
You anti the GMO?
I don't usually.
Anti.
Well, I don't study anything till the voters' pamphlet comes out so I can read the actual initiative, but I'm leaning towards voting yes. I'm voting with my.
You're leaning towards voting label.
Yeah.
Label or no label.
I'm voting right now with my money and my food purchases. I'm starting to avoid.
Starting to avoid.
Yes.
It's like I'm starting to avoid a hail of bullets.
Well, leaning toward not.
I'm not leaning into the hail of bullets. Catch some.
I'm not throwing food away, but what the food I'm buying these days.
You're watching
I'm
for GMOs.
I'm looking for organic food. I'm looking for less gluten in my food. I'm looking for. You know,
have you been tested to be a gluten intolerant?
No, but I've
Just have bought into the gluten is bad.
Well, what I've bought into is like three people I agree it's a total fad, but three people I've talked to in the last 2 weeks that used to have a little extra weight that it's melted off. And I go, dude, what are you doing?
You're buying into the magic. If you try to make one little adjustment in your diet, the weight will melt off.
No, more than one. I've already made several, but I'm always looking for a new one.
Tweaky, you're tweaking it like
yeah.
An engine.
Speaking
of tweaking, your body's carb.
I'm about 20 pounds down, too. I mean,
a leaner mix.
Just don't replace the regular food that you eat that has gluten with the gluten-free products, because calorically, they're the same.
Right, but...
Gluten bad.
I'm not buying anything.
No gluten good.
Well,
weight come off.
When you're cutting out when you're cutting out the gluten, you're cutting out a lot of the GMO, I believe, too. Because you're
I believe the GMO is all packed in with the gluten.
You're right on a couple of notes.
Okay, is he?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not. If you're cutting out wheat, you're cutting out bioengineered wheat. If you're not eating wheat, then you're not eating nearly as much GMO. If you're cutting out modified food starches, you're cutting out the modified, that being the
GMOs.
Yes, it's Rusty in Spanaway. Rusty, go ahead.
Hi. This whole thing is backwards. Why don't we just all assume that everything we eat is modified or enhanced or whatever it is they do to it? And let the people that don't do that label their food. Then we don't have to have a vote. We don't have to spend a lot of money regulating it. Just makes more sense.
It would make more sense in a world where you could trust people who labeled things. But right now, if you buy a product that's labeled natural, it's not natural. You know why?
No, I don't.
Because there are no regulations describing what natural is. If what you said was the solution, then immediately everybody would label it non-genetically modified, even if it wasn't.
But if they want to grow it non-genetically modified and make a big issue out of it, why don't they bear the expense?
Why don't they bear the... by the way, who...
Yeah, let the producer say, okay, this is what my stuff is. Here, you guys test it. I'll pay for the testing. Now I have the right to label it.
So you're buying into the expense argument, which I do too, by the way. It is an expense.
Well, it's on them, though.
I saw that commercial yesterday, the little farmer in Washington.
Why is it on? Let me put it this way. Let's suppose that people were being modified, and some people out there were Frankensteins, and other people were genetically normally born humans. and your daughter was dating, and who would have to prove? Like, would the normal humans be up to them to label themselves as normal, or would you like Frankensteins labeled as Frankenstein?
If I was to assume that everybody was a Frankenstein and that person had to prove to me that he wasn't, then it would be his issue, not mine.
I see what you're saying. Should I like this guy.
Yeah.
I would also like to point out, just for the record, yet again, that the non-GMO people and the organic people are already labeling. So
yeah,
there's
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So why worry about it?
I think it's part.
It's just a way to spend money.
I think, honestly, it's like when cigarettes first became a target. I think, honestly, it's people who care about health are tired of people not being educated, and they're using this politically to educate people.
Not to mention the fact that there are a lot of things that are genetically modified that you wouldn't expect. So it's not like, you know, a broccoli plant and you look at the broccoli in the grocer's section of your supermarket.
I'm thinking it's a little simpler than that and not as noble as that. I'm thinking that it's the people that don't genetically modify their food want the people that do to have to pay a little bit more to do it so that they're price competitive.
I think that's also smart and good. So that's great. Fantastic.
Anyway, guys, I got to go to work. So.
All right, sorry.
Bye, Rusty.
Hey, brother.
Have a good time.
No, but he's real, and his argument makes sense. I mean, anytime you tell someone we're going to regulate you to spend more money, you should give them a reason why. 726, and the GMO people don't have proof that it's harmful. Just this odd, sickly feeling in their stomach. David in Tacoma, we'll get to you if you can hold on right after this.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. From the British invasion to the digital revolution, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s are on 95.7 KJR.
Northwest weather for today. We're going to see rain with a high of 56. Tonight, rain low down to 51. And tomorrow, clouds with light rain with a high of 58.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk in your intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines, and it starts in your very first tank, all of which makes your drive more exciting. Choose Shell V-Power today.
Has anyone ever said to you, hey, you're really drinking too much? And you said to them, leave me alone. I don't drink as much as others. I just needed to relax, or I just like a drink now and then. So you down 3 big glasses of wine, and I'm sorry, but then you're drunk. It's true. 3 medium-sized glasses of wine is the same alcohol content as 5 jiggers of vodka. And you think it's so stylish and innocent. You know, when guys throw down a lot of hard stuff, they understand that they're getting whacked. But either way, it's wrong, shortens lives, wrecks your brief time here on Earth. You need to fix it just like I had to. Seattle's Great Chicxulub Hospital created the breakthrough 10-day treatment that returns you to normal, contented, happy, drug and booze-free lives. Understand, after years of drinking, the real happy, smart you is still waiting to come out. As soon as you cancel those habits, it will. Chicxulub can help you do it in just 10 days. 800-CRAVING on the phone, chicxulub.com online. Are you hearing me? Thank you for listening.
A getaway to Victoria is fall-tastic right now with Clipper Vacations. Plan today at clippervacations.com.
Your plans are obliterated.
I want s'mores, Mommy. S'mores.
We can't make s'mores in the garage, sweetie. We'll be at the campground soon. If Mommy can get her keys out of the locked car.
And your sanity is slipping.
Are we going yet? How about now? Are we going now? How about now?
Only one superhero is up to the task. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
the AAA guy?
Okay, he's no Clark Kent, but he is from Kent. That counts for something, right?
And the AAA guy will free your keys so you can get to your campsite and vanquish those marshmallows.
Yay! AAA guy. I love you.
He gets that a lot. For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Tofurky, brunch, buffalo wings. Some of the best flavors in life are blended. At Muckleshoot Bingo, you'll find the bingo you love and more than 400 Vegas-style machines all under one roof. We call it Machingo. Feed your appetite for winning big jackpots with Machingo for everyone 18+. Only at Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn. You know you're going to score big when you play Machingo. You won't find it anywhere else. So head on over to Muckleshoot Bingo and start winning today.
Muckleshoot Bingo is your destination for Machingo. And now when you play two bingo sessions in one day, dinner is on us. Bingo plus dinner is now Binner. Simply buy in for bingo with your player's card during two different sessions, and you'll automatically receive a coupon good for food, treats, espresso, and more. With world-class bingo and over 400 Vegas-style machines, Muckleshoot Bingo is the hot spot for Machingo. And it's for everyone 18 and older.
Muckleshoot Bingo, your destination for Machingo.
Discover the ultimate outlet experience. Super Mall transformed into the Outlet Collection, the largest indoor outlet shopping destination in the Pacific Northwest. Join us for the grand unveiling October 17th through the 19th and be entertained while you shop. The first 1,000 people through the main entrance at 10 a.m. on October 17th will receive an exclusive swag bag and fabulous door prizes. Visit theoutletcollectionseattle.com for details.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
The Lexus at Last Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. With 0% APR on RX and ES models, everyone undergoes a 161-point inspection. Comes with a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance, no matter what road you're on. The Lexus at Last Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Now till November 4th at your Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Warranty runs from date of purchase. Coverage in the continental U.S.
Celebrate the king of pop with Muckleshoot Casino. Billie Jean is not my love. Moonwalker, the reflection of Michael, is an amazing one-of-a-kind tribute show that will take you on a musical journey into all the greatest hits of Michael Jackson. Get ready to be dazzled with stunning vocals and amazing costumes that will definitely put a thriller in your step. Come see Moonwalker October 29th through November 3rd at 7 p.m. in Club Galaxy, where admission is always free. Moonwalker, the reflection of Michael. Only at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
When the person you love turns on you, this week, Q13 Fox takes on domestic violence.
Hear from teens caught in abusive relationships. Learn how to talk your way out of danger when someone flies into a rage. And see how women and children trapped in the cycle of abuse for years are finally learning to break free.
Domestic violence victims breaking their silence every night this week on Q13 Fox News at 10.
And then don't miss Washington's Most Wanted's Domestic Violence Crackdown, Friday night at 10:30.
Q13 Fox, right there with you.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
Flat tires and empty gas tanks can happen to anyone. That's why Allstate offers Good Hands roadside assistance to everyone. There's no annual fee, and you pay only when you use it. To learn more, call 888-ALLSTATE. Visit allstate.com or talk to an Allstate agent today.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looks like we have a collision right now, 405 northbound at 44th, blocking the HOV lane. It's actually a three-car collision, so it's a bit of a distraction for drivers. Northbound 405 through the S-curve's already a stop-and-go commute, so just adding to that. I-5 northbound through Federal Way backed up from just after Highway 18 all the way through the South Center Hill. Southbound 405 also stop-and-go from the I-5-405 split in Linwood down to 522, then seen crowding through Kirkland. Just really be really cautious out there with that heavy rainfall.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All
All right, that's Baby Blue, a song that was featured on a show last night. But that's all we're going to say. Yep. We're going to no spoilers here. Yep. The only thing we will say about the finale of Breaking Bad, besides that, is reviews are unanimous that it was an incredible final episode.
Well done.
Opposite of Dexter, which I'm not going to say anything about either. Except that it was horrible.
We didn't like it.
No spoiler there.
No spoilers.
That's fair.
Yeah. You'd still have to watch because great things happened in each one. On the phone with us is ScreenBid co-founder Jeffrey Dash. ScreenBid, a place where you can get some of the popular items, props, from the popular show. And I wonder if they do other shows, too. I'll bet they do. Jeffrey Dash can help you out. ScreenBid.com is an auction site used by Sony Pictures. And currently up for bid, Walter White's underwear. Well, I don't know if I'd start there, but that was the underwear that he wore in the very first episode. I imagine it's a classic.
Ooh.
Jeffrey Dash, are you there?
Good morning.
Is that the pair from the very first episode?
That is the pair, actually, right now online.
And how much is the bidding up to?
I haven't checked recently, but I believe it was about $3,000 last time.
I'm on it right now. There's been 57 bids, and it's up to $4,600.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. And, gosh, I hate to ask this, but it has to be asked. The actual pair.
Yes, screen used.
Actually. And where has that pair been since that event? Has it been? Has it seen the inside of Tide detergent? Has it...
I can't say they have. We went to Albuquerque and actually curated everything with the staff from the show, and we just kind of left everything the way it was.
Got it. Hey, and now, do you think ahead that far? I mean, because in that first episode, no one knew if it would be a spectacular critical success, as it has turned into, and a phenomenon. So for someone to preserve that underwear at that episode, is this a part of all shows now, or just shows you think are going to be special?
You know, most shows keep everything. They really document everything, and it's interesting. Most of the time, multiple things, especially if the key characters are bought for that person. At ScreenBid, we only use the screen-used ones, so what those items generally are marked, they're marked hero on them. There's markings whether they were used on the screen or not.
Got it. Is there a backup pair from the same package that would go much less?
No. We only have one.
I love this.
Kind of a lighting double for underwear. Yeah,
yeah. The underwear double, or what do you call the actor?
Stand-in.
The stand-in, or there's another name for it when someone is...
Stuntman?
Goes on if the first one can't perform.
Understudy.
Underwear study. Underwear.
Dude.
Okay, so you know what? Having been an extra on a few shows like Star Trek, where they have communicators and they have all these things, all of this stuff has very much got to be itemized and accounted for, right?
Correct. And in general, just as a general rule, it hasn't been over the years, and that's how ScreenBid became born. Just items the studios and people were finding were just kind of walking up the set. The internet and social media just created a market for people wanting to get the stuff.
Right, and the chest communicator, when I did the Star Trek thing, people were walking off with them, and we were warned, if you do not turn in your communicator, we will repossess your house. So don't even think
about
it.
Well, there are some things that you can't.
It was just a piece of plastic, too.
There are some things that you can't walk off with that these guys have at ScreenBid, like Jesse Pinkman's Toyota Tercel, that piece of crap right now is going for $5,700, and Skylar's Breaking Bad Jeep, which apparently, you know the big Wagoneer, family truckster that she's been rolling around in? It runs, but it leaks oil, and it's going for $12,500. How cool would that be to drive around in that car?
Not so cool until you got it fixed.
But you have to get it fixed.
Yeah. Jeffrey, what do you expect to be raised with this auction?
You know, people ask that question. We have no idea. I mean, as soon as the auction started, we kind of exhaled and realized the fans would determine what everything would cost, and we're trying not to get caught up in it. It's odd. Obviously, people are calling us constantly and saying, did you see what that's going for? But we have no idea. I mean, what we're finding is, unlike most traditional auctions at like a Sotheby's or a Christie's, this really is a fan auction. We're seeing really interesting just mementos and fan things, from keychains to mugs to chicken buckets. And we have Los Pollos Hermanos name tags on there.
Oh.
And depending on the name, certain names are up to you know, several hundred dollars now. It's just strange that the fans seem to just want a piece of the show.
Yeah, I would.
Is there an official shipper of Walter White's underwear? FedEx, UPS? Do you make your own arrangements?
No, we ship here from Los Angeles, and we do ship via UPS and FedEx.
Now, how about if I buy Skyler's Jeep? Obviously, you're not going to ship that to me. Do you have to come down and get these bigger items?
Yeah, the cars actually have legitimate pink slips. They are registered vehicles, and the pink slips will be taken care of by Sony.
Where's the money go? Is there a charity involved, or does this go right back to good old Sony?
Go to Jeffrey Dash. The money goes to the show.
This goes back to the show.
Oh, back to the show?
Back to the studio and the show, correct.
All of it? You're not getting a commish?
No, we get a small piece, but the lion's share does go to the studio.
And by the show, you mean Sony Pictures, who invested in the show. This is stuff they have in inventory. They might as well auction it off, just like concert tickets and teams auctioning off their own luxury suites.
You know, the fans want it. It's really interesting. I think, as we said earlier, the social media aspect has just made the fans just want something from the show.
Has the show considered replicas?
Not that we know of. I know there is a Breaking Bad store on, I believe, the AMC or the Sony site. But
that's
it's just,
right.
It just has T-shirts, I believe, and just certain things. But I know they've been approached on many, many items. And obviously we can't sell any drugs or any
weapons
and things. But certainly the meth was rock candy, and people have been asking.
Right. And you know, a Los Pollos Hernandez, is that how you say it?
Hermanos.
Los Pollos Hermanos name tag that says Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to wear that just to see who's cool?
People love Gus. I think Gus's air freshener, I believe, it's maybe $700 or $800 on there now from his car.
Yeah, Gus's air freshener is up to $850. That's one of the cheapest things on here, by the way.
Man. All right, Jeffrey, this is cool. Thank you very much. And we'll put a link to screenbid.com at bobrivers.com. We have some rich billionaires in Seattle.
Yes, I understand that we have Leaves of Grass, the inscribed version of the book, and you have the Amazon founder up there, so knock it out.
Yeah, he'll knock it out of the park for you. Also, you never know what Paul Allen might buy.
Correct.
All right. Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob.
I have secured something for our audience that I mentioned months ago, and I found them in the bag yesterday as we were getting ready for our final episode party. Lisa and I went to the car wash where Walter White, well, you know the car wash because even in the first two seasons, the car wash is prominent. The car wash stays prominent.
Okay.
Throughout the entire series.
Nobody kills the car wash?
Nobody kills the car
okay.
wash.
Okay, that's good. I appreciate that.
Nobody blows it up or anything. When Lisa and I did the Breaking Bad tour, a limousine 3.5-hour tour of the various sets, it ends with Walter White's house and the car wash because they're the two coolest places to go. And inside the car wash, it looks exactly like the show, except that it's a real car wash. I mean, we saw classic cars being reconditioned in there, collector's cars. I mean, it's a high end, and the guys are in uniforms.
Soft buffing.
All that.
Hand toweling.
Yes.
I like it.
And I wish there were a car wash here. I don't think there's anything like it here. It's almost like going to a McDonald's that has real golden arches. I mean, this is a throwback to history.
Well, the Pink Elephant on
Pink
Denny.
Pink Elephant, they'll still hand dry your car.
But only the one on Denny does right. such a good job.
Are they, you have four guys in uniform on your car at once?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then that's the Pink Elephant.
You're not in uniform.
I mean, these guys were in sparkling clean uniforms.
Yeah, it's a bygone day. Yeah.
So anyway, when Lisa and I were there, thinking of our audience, we purchased 10 air fresheners and the little bags with the Rainbow Car Wash logo on them.
Car litter bags. Yeah.
You going to give them away?
I'm going to give them away.
Cool.
But I'm going to do it on Facebook because it's a silly little thing. I don't want to waste our on-air time for it. But this is the kind of thing Pedro can give away, right, Pedro?
Sure, yeah.
I don't care how you give them away.
Well, that's the problem. Because you need to contact them, you need to find a way to send it to them. So
you don't have to send it to them. Make them, you know, make them pick them up at Jody's house or something.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, Jody, is that okay?
Jody sure. lives the closest to a Breaking Bad scene, you know, Breaking Bad set material that we
But I might not be home, so I'll just tell you where my hidden key is, and you can just come in and get it.
Come in and get it.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
I don't know. We'll figure it out, but I'll give them to you later, Pedro. They're very cool. Also, we got the phone number of the lady whose house was Walter White's house, and we'll be giving her a call tomorrow. The show is over. That's it. Lisa expressed some somber, almost grief-like emotions as the show was over because she's like, well, when's the next one on? I'm like, honey, I almost like to talk to her like you would talk to a grade school
yeah.
child
no,
about
no,
losing a grandparent.
No, Grampy's not coming home. No,
yeah. No, Walter has gone away now.
Well, now is a very exciting time because it's fall and there are new shows that are vying for her affection and attention.
I know. But Breaking Bad and Dexter, those are two big ones to lose.
Yes.
All within the same month.
Yes, but there are some coming back that are wonderful. Game of Thrones, Mad Men, Walking Dead. Mm. And also she could start watching Sons of Anarchy like I've been telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched that alone. She didn't want to watch it.
It's a mistake. But okay.
It's a mistake.
Straight up.
And she won't watch Walking Dead because it's monster movie
okay,
to her.
Okay, well then have her watch Masters of Sex. It just premiered on Showtime.
Got that on demand. Yeah.
Yeah
is that good? What is it about, Masters of Sex?
Well, it's kind of an old-timey...
Is it Downton Abbey of
no.
sex American style?
More like no. Mad Men.
It's a guy who's a very well-respected OBGYN, very well-respected, kind of buttoned-up sort of
Masters,
guy.
Johnson & Masters, the people who did the sex studies, right?
Right, and this is how he did it. This is like him wanting to learn about mostly women and why we do what we do. And when it opens up, he's hiding in a closet and he's watching a prostitute who gives him information about sex and taking notes. And in the minute it opens up, you're either going to love it or hate it.
Okay.
And I really like it so far a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Watch. And then Parenthood is back on the air,
yep.
and Good Wife is back on the air and shows that she
likes.
Eastbound
and Down is back.
Yeah.
Hello, Ladies, starring Stephen Merchant, who's a hilarious British comic, is back. That premiered on HBO last night. Very funny.
Did anybody watch the Michael J. Fox show? I did.
I did?
I did, too.
Very likable.
I thought it was likable, too.
Yep.
Lisa said he was kind of hard to understand. I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, it was really fast.
Why is he doing that fake thing with his voice?
It was fast moving.
I mean, it was super
fast. The dialogue. And I don't know if that's to compensate so you don't think about him moving, but it is. I mean, it was almost a little too fast.
A little fast paced.
To keep track of.
But that's the modern family. That's the modern show way of doing it, is everybody's boom, 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 fast information all the time.
Yeah, I like it.
He wants to remind you that he can have sex, and he will, and have lots of it.
He mentioned that a lot.
I noticed it, at least.
She said, did you take your medication? Yeah. And he said, no. She said, good, then you'll do all the moving around work.
Yeah, yeah. Three romantic interludes in the first 20 minutes, so I think he wants to get that.
I can see why Betsy Brent doesn't want her kids watching it, her 8-year-old, because...
It's adult? Yeah.
Well, it's not her daddy.
Yeah.
And also, when he went tearing up those stairs, I mean, I don't want to give it away. I mean, it's nothing to really give away, but he ran up this huge flight of stairs to say, look, I can do pretty much anything anybody can do. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm going to watch it every week. I enjoyed it.
I'll give it a try, but if Lisa doesn't like it in 2.5 episodes, she's gone.
Oh, yeah, and as a texter is reminding us, Homeland started again last night.
Started recording Homeland.
Homeland. Yeah. So awesome.
And Saturday Night Live's back with a half dozen new cast members. I watched a good chunk of that on Saturday.
By the way, Homeland, that's another one that it's like the Boston Red Sox. We love to hate it because we're constantly telling that CIA lady, what's her name again?
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes. Well, that's her act. That's the actress's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're constantly telling her, what are you, a moron? You know, because she's always doing the things you're not supposed to do.
But she's right about a lot.
She's right about everything.
Very smart. She's one of the best and brightest.
Okay. 7:48, Jesse from Breaking Bad on Saturday Night Live. Wait to hear this.
Here's a young man from New Mexico with a heartbreaking story about health care before the Affordable Care Act. So I... Jesse, can you come up here? Thank you.
What's up?
so well. Yeah, I have this friend, you know, and he got sick, like cancer sick. But because there wasn't Obamacare, he couldn't afford the treatments. So he was like backed into a corner. You know what I mean?
And keep in mind, this man was a teacher with a family.
He was. Oh my God. So he did what any of us would have done. He started cooking meth.
All right, now hold on.
And soon it wasn't just meth. It was murder, you know? And not regular murder. Like he blew half a guy's face off.
I think we can probably wrap this up. Jesse from New Mexico, everybody.
Wait. You know what happened to my friend?
No.
Want to know what happened to my friend?
No.
And by the way, if you've never seen Breaking Bad, buy the entire box set. Enjoy it at your leisure. It stands as one of the greatest series ever made. And you could start watching it in 5 years.
That's what they say. It's a total work of art. I've never seen 1 minute of it, and I look forward to doing that sometime.
Even the final episode, the camera angles. You know, like I was thinking about it from the point of view of filmmaking. The scenes, the setups, the scenery, the props that were used, the various emotions, the when you think one thing is going to happen, it doesn't, but what happens is terribly satisfying.
Not to mention all the Emmy pickups all along the way. I mean, there's just not any reason why there's such a massive momentum of people talking about one show if it isn't at least a little good. You have to trust everyone.
When we were on our Breaking Bad tour, talk about my wife liking Macklemore, which is still, that's my topic today. My wife likes Macklemore and Lord, and I think maybe she's got a little of the Justin Timberlake fever. But if something crosses lines like that, it's pretty amazing. And when we did our Breaking Bad tour, we're in the limo with this elderly couple from New Jersey, the type of people you would think that if you even said meth around them, they would say, I don't want that kind of talk in this house. Right. You know, my mom would like, you couldn't say anything that was illegal and she wouldn't even want to, you don't even bring it. It's just not polite. And these people were, they were so into every aspect of the show. I want to see where that girl choked on her own vomit when she was OD'ing. You know, they were like, and they were like, and I'm like, you people don't look like, and they were like, I know. We didn't like the show when we first saw it. We said, oh, that's horrible. That's awesome. I can't watch that. But then they said, and I said, did you know anything? Because I didn't know anything about meth. And they said, no, we didn't know anything about it. But now we're really glad we do.
Seems like a great thing to do.
No, it's not that. It's the best, Richard Lewis has called it the best anti-drug message he's ever seen.
A texter says that the DVD box set, if you order it, comes in a black money barrel. Is that true?
It's true.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hilarious. Good packaging.
Okay. Anyway, Aaron Paul... that's Jesse from Breaking Bad, by the way. I just heard his name. And then the creator, Vince Gilligan.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on that show last night, too. Aaron Paul made a surprise appearance in a spoof commercial. Here we go. It's E-Meth, electronic meth pipe. And he's doing it. Is this like a cable commercial?
Yes.
All right.
That's why like a lot of people, I love to smoke. But my friends and family always make me go outside to do it. So that's why I now use E-Meth. It's crystal meth, but electronic. So it produces vapor instead of smoke. And that means I can ride the ice pony anywhere I want.
Thanks to E-Meth, I can now even smoke inside my favorite restaurant. Excuse me, sir. You can't smoke meth in here. It's okay. It's electronic. I don't care. You're in my living room, and you're naked.
E-meth is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor if you experience body rot, face melt, painful death, or fatigue.
E-meth. You know it's good because it's blue, bitch.
That's very nice. And, you know, I've mixed feelings, too, because... I was raised, you don't talk about stuff that's so evil like that. Does this take the power away from the evil? Does this make it so that you know, we're not, we don't have to go around in denial about that horrible underlife, you know, that underbelly of society.
It does shine a light of day on the stuff. Mm. I don't know if it glorifies it or glamorizes it at all.
Some
it,
people would say it glorifies. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I like it because it is so not cool. I mean,
that's why you like meth? So well, not cool? I'm a rebel?
I just can't imagine that any teenager being aware of the culture nowadays would say, hey, meth sounds like a good idea.
Right. It may have repositioned meth as a total loser sport. And if you were – because I remember when I was of that impressionable age – when I would try things, no one was really the only people that, you know, were saying, perhaps you might want to try this, were people that were cool to me. And I didn't have a, hey, I saw that show, you know, I don't want to, you know, Drowning in Acid. I don't want to say the name of the show that would have existed back then, but I saw that show, and you know you're messing up your chromosome. You know what I mean? And you know you're going to end up toothless and with your face ripped out. You know, that looks cool.
Meth makes you ugly, and I don't think kids want that. They don't want to be ugly. And when we were kids, you know, they said speed kills. Speed had a bad image when I was a kid. That wasn't some people used it, but it wasn't a drug you wanted to walk around admitting you were using and try to get your friends to use too.
Right.
Because it was known as a nasty killer drug that it is. I mean,
it's true. Meth does make you ugly. I love all those video galleries of the people before and after.
Yeah.
Where they show people who've had like 10 arrests for meth, and you see their mugshots make them look like slower, more grotesque.
The county sheriffs down in Oregon and Portland, they do that faces of meth, and they do the mugshots through the months.
If you've never seen that, you gotta see it.
So on one side is beauty queen, on the other side is meth queen.
First time she gets hauled in for meth,
right.
She still looks pretty attractive.
Doable. Right, yeah. Looks a little like Lindsay Lohan. Yeah,
right. You know, second or third time, and you look at somebody 3 years removed, like they look like they've aged 20 years in three years.
Their teeth go away, their eyes get sunken in, scabs on their face. Who would want to do that?
A bunch of Breaking Bad fans, a couple of non-Breaking Bad fans, enough Breaking Bad, it's killing me. I'm a BB virgin. I'm going to have to change the channel. Text me when you talk about something else. Well, that's kind. We should have a text me when you talk about something else service for our
text alert. I'm not doing anything. I'll just go ahead and text you. Not in the middle of anything.
We could automate that, actually.
Sure, we'll just call you at your house.
Bob is right. The filming angles for the finale were amazing, so I'm not talking about something else yet, but we will be soon. Bob the Dope, didn't you say the exact same thing about Dexter? What exact same thing is he referring to?
I don't know.
I may have said it's a work of art. It's one of the greatest TV shows ever made, and you could start watching it any time in your lifetime because it's not set in a particular time frame. And I think that's true, although Dexter has a crappy ending.
Yes, a very crappy ending.
Other than that, one episode.
Not because we're mad about what happened. We're mad about the writing and the way it was shot and acted and everything.
But here's the paradox of a crappy ending. I won't be talking about the ending of Breaking Bad 3 weeks from now, but years from now, I'll still say, Dexter left a taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. What a crap job.
You know what I mean? You'll talk about it.
Yeah.
658. What does Eddie Vedder think about today's pop stars? You know, I mentioned my wife is turning into a Macklemore fan, and this Lord gal, does she have a lot of good songs? Because they're only banging that one song on the radio right now, The Royals.
I really like 4 on her
album.
Okay.
So what do you think Eddie Vedder thinks about modern music? Well, he's glad you asked. The answer is next.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, pretty messy commute so far this morning. Northbound 405 through the S-curve stop and go from the Valley Freeway all the way up past 44th, where we had an earlier accident that has been cleared. The southbound 405 lane through the Kennedale Hill backing up as well. In fact, southbound 405 is really stop and go from the I-5-405 split in Linwood all the way down to Kirkland. So that Linwood to Bellevue Drive southbound 405 taking you 1 hour. Everett to Seattle, a 65-minute drive. And Federal Way to Seattle, I-5 northbound, also a 1 hour commute.
This report brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. Make select Tuesdays in October a perfect 10 with Muckleshoot Casino. 3 lucky winners will get their chance to roll their way up to $1,000. See MuckleshootCasino.com for details. Only at your casino. Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Did you hear it?
Did you see that?
Wow.
The world is buzzing.
Crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely nuts.
About what just happened.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
I said, are you having fun this season?
The biggest superstars on one stage.
All the biggest names in music.
The surprises.
Wow.
The music.
Dance.
And everything else that made you say,
I can't believe it.
Relive it.
Watch it on the CW.
Tonight and tomorrow, watch the four-hour, two-night event on the CW.
We got to get y'all dancing, get y'all moving.
Get photos,
pics and video and backstage chaos.
Mayhem and so much more.
At iHeartRadio.com/Vegas.
We're going to rock this joint tonight.
Then watch it on the CW.
The sold-out iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Where the music of the iHeartRadio app comes to life.
You will not go home.
Watch the four-hour, two-night event tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the CW 11.
This report brought to you by Taco Bell.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see rain with a high of 56. Tonight, rain low down to 51. And tomorrow, clouds with light rain with a high of 58.
Want to win a free PlayStation 4? Enter to win after you grab a $5 box at participating Taco Bell stores. Prices may vary, tax extra, no purchase needed, void where prohibited. Ends November 10th. Rules and free entry info at participating stores or at tacobell.com/winPS4.
I'm Chris Urquhart, U.S. Army retired and a Navy Federal Credit Union member. And this is my heaven. Use my Navy Federal Visa Signature Flagship Rewards card to buy this rock. You earn 2 points for every dollar spent. Guess I owe Navy Federal a few fish, huh?
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Federally insured by NCUA.